Russian voters headed to polling stations as Russian leader Vladimir Putin's aides have been determined to produce an outsized vote for him. Some analysts say the March 4th nerve agent poisoning on British soil of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, which the British blame on Russia, was timed to engineer a confrontation with the West and boost the patriotic turnout for Putin. That suggestion has been denied by Russia, which disputes involvement in the nerve agent attack. But some voters had the unfolding diplomatic dispute in their mind.
I think the British government has made all of the allegations up. I think no one has poisoned Skripal. Our country hasn't poisoned anyone.
VOA visited polling stations near the Kremlin in central Moscow, encountering only two voters who said they voted for one of Putin's seven challengers. One man, who didn't give his name, feared the consequence of another Putin term in office, saying he voted for Ksenia Sobchak, a former socialite and TV presenter.
We don't want another war, and with Sobchak, there won't be a war.
Kremlin officials are saying the turnout should be about 70%, which has been their goal. They wanted a high turnout to show that Vladimir Putin has legitimacy and is popular. Most voters we encountered said indeed they would be voting for Putin, arguing that he had improved the country during his terms in office and they fear anarchy.
Putin built his popularity in his early terms when an oil boom helped Russia recover after a decade of financial collapse. The economy has suffered since 2012 because of a drop in the price of Russia's exported oil and Ukraine-related Western sanctions. But many voters Sunday said they feared what would happen without Putin.
Out of all the candidates, Putin has got some sort of an agenda. The other candidates didn't offer anything apart from writing some kind of a text.
At the moment, it seems that he represents stability without anarchy. I am more afraid of anarchy, instability and war.
Putin has been in power either as president or prime minister since 1999. He switched between the two roles once to circumvent a law banning him from serving more than two consecutive terms as president. Now the question is, what will happen when his new term expires in 6 years' time? Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Moscow.